For this Tuesday, March 24th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Posey County Emergency Management has provided an update on the Tile Factory Road project. They say this Saturday, detour signs will begin to go up, stating that Tile Factory Road will be closed on or after March 30th. This closure, which is phase one of the project, will begin on Tuesday, March 31st. Barricades will be located on State Road 62, 5th Street, 6th Street, and will include closing the entrance to the junior high off Tile Factory Road. The Indiana Department of Transportation is inviting the public to the Black River Welcome Center ribbon-cutting event this Thursday at 10 a.m. This will take place along I-64 at mile marker 7 at the Black River Welcome Center. Westbound traffic should use exit 4 at Griffin to access eastbound I-64 traffic to the Black River Welcome Center. The Vandenberg County Engineering Department is alerting drivers to a long-term road closure beginning next month. Officials say Broadway Avenue will be closed to all traffic between Posey County Line Road and Old Mount Vernon Road starting Monday, April 6th at 7 a.m. The closure is expected to remain in place through Friday, August 7th, weather permitting. The shutdown is necessary to allow crews to replace an aging bridge along Broadway Avenue. Authorities say the current structure dates back to the 1930s. During the closure, drivers will be directed to use a signed detour route along South Posey County Line Road and Old Mount Vernon Road. The project is being partially funded through NDOT's Community Crossings Matching Grant Program, which covers 50% of construction costs. Officials are urging motorists to plan ahead and allow extra travel time. Work is now underway on a major outdoor learning project at the University of Southern Indiana. The university has received a three-year, $150,000 grant from the National Environmental Education Foundation with support from Toyota Motor North America to expand educational opportunities in nature. The project, called Nature's Classroom, will enhance the USI Burdett Park Trail and a nearby 730-acre nature preserve. Planned improvements include a new outdoor learning pavilion with seating for about 30 people, a trail extension with a footbridge connecting to the university's trail system, and interpretive signs highlighting local geology, ecosystems, and biodiversity. There will also be grab-and-go learning kits designed to help teachers bring students outdoors for hands-on environmental education. Each year, USI hosts hundreds of K-12 students for field trips and summer STEM programs in partnership with the YMCA of Southwestern Indiana. Officials say the new facilities will expand those efforts. The project will also involve students and the community director. Engineering students will design and build the footbridge using recycled materials, while environmental studies students will help create the trail signage. Funding comes through NEEF's Community Impact Grant Program, which supports environmental education and outreach, including expanded access for Title I schools. Organizers say the goal is to connect more people with nature through field trips, volunteer opportunities, and public events like Earth Day and World Environment Day. A public kickoff event is planned for the fall of 2026. USI women's basketball lost in the second round of the WNIT last night at home to George Washington University 61-58. The Screaming Eagles led by 7 points entering the fourth quarter, but got outscored 21-11 in the final quarter. Sophia Loden had 13 points and 7 rebounds for USI in the loss. Allie Saunders added 12 points and Chloe Gannon finished with 10 points and 6 rebounds. USI women's basketball ends the year with a record of 21-11. Tonight in local college sports, USI baseball is home on campus versus Ball State at 5 o'clock. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers ended their 16-game losing streak with a 128-126 win in Orlando against the Magic. Pascal Siakam scored 37 points, Jairus Walker added 20 points, and Andrew Nembhard had 13 points and 14 assists. The Pacers improved to 16-56 on the season. Indiana returns home tomorrow for a game with the Los Angeles Lakers. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, March 24th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Redman reporting for Posey County Radio News. Enjoy your Tuesday.